The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swerling.
Last week, Democrats in the House passed so-called hate crimes legislation, and the bill is now on the fast track to the Senate. It must be stopped now, before liberals succeed in sneaking it through the Senate. Proponents of this hate crimes legislation tell you that it cannot be used to stifle speech or thoughts. But others know better and have been sounding the alarm. The Alliance Defense Fund says it best, quote, "So-called hate crime laws actually serve only one purpose, the criminalization of citizens based on whatever thoughts, beliefs, and emotions they have that are not considered to be politically correct. No one should fall for the idea that this bill does anything to bring about greater justice for Americans." Also, the Liberty Council claims, quote, "In and of itself, this law can be applied to speech. The nature of assault, putting someone in fear of their safety, what will that mean for someone preaching against homosexuality?" The Conservative Weekly Human Events called the House passage of this bill, H.R. 1913, yet another Democrat move toward the Orwellian state. And even President George W. Bush fought this legislation on the grounds that it could be used to prosecute those whose views are out of line with those of the radical gay movement. Let's go back to our recent Miss California, who stated she believes that marriage is between one man and one woman only when she was asked that question. Since then, the gay community is now out to destroy her. Make no mistake, this horrendous piece of legislation is nothing more than long overdue political payback for the radical homosexual groups that have supported liberals in Congress for years. Congressman Louis Gohmert, a former judge, told Human Events about the radical nature of this hate crime bill and what happened when House Republicans tried to amend the bill so that it did not offer protection to pedophiles. The sheer absurdity of what Gohmert describes will make your skin crawl. He points out the stupidity of the legislation as written, which would warrant the prosecution of a woman under the federal hate crime statute if she hits a flasher with her purse after he exposes himself to her. Can you believe that exhibitionism is a protected sexual orientation under this bill? The one who does the flashing commits a local misdemeanor, yet the one who hits with the purse singles him out because he is an exhibitionist, and therefore she has now committed a federal hate crime and is looking at felony time. Time is short. If we do not act today, we may be unable to stop this Orwellian legislation from becoming law. Barack Hussein Obama, and now he wants us to use his middle name, will most certainly sign it. The bill is H.R. 1913. Send your urgent faxes to Obama and the leadership of the United States Senate. Tell them that H.R. 1913 must not pass under any circumstances. It is idiotic. Demand that they do everything in their power to defeat this perverse and prejudiced bill. For KSEO, this is Kay Swerling.